Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining me for this call. How did this chat come about?
Well, so this is Kobe. I'm an officer this year on student council, and Ms. Cooper asked us, would you like to moderate an Okra Ed chat? And of course, the answer was yes, because we've participated in other chats before, and it's been very successful, and it's been very fun for us to interact with the adults and everything. So she asked the officer, and I guess you get to choose the topic. So I believe I said something about stereotypes. And so she asked us to come up with some questions, and we were kind of come up with the ones that were from the student side, and then she kind of came up with some that were from the adult side. And we kind of just put them together, and that's how it went.
All right. So would you say your school is stereotyped?
Yeah, this is Carrie. And I would say what it is because, like, my sisters went here a couple of years ago, and we've all kind of had, like, the same experience, but... Usually, Delta has, like, kind of, like, a negative type of stereotype because we're seen as, like, our students are bad, our teachers are bad, we're kind of poor, like, we're seen as poor. So, it sucks that we have that kind of stereotype, but it's, like, totally not what we stand for. Like, some of our teachers do amazing things, like my tweet, and some of our students do awesome things, like, with sports, and our STUCO does awesome. And we all just, we do a lot of greater things than people think. And so they just have to come and actually see that to actually believe.
I would like to say that my only experience with Del City is through Rick Cobb and having the Ed Camp out there. And the only experience I have with the Del City students is through that session that Christy Cooper put on and you students put on. And so my only perception of your school is that you and your students are amazing.
Well, that's good. Thank you. That's so, what we are. So
I think I think a lot of, at least Okla Ed feels that way. And anybody else who sees it differently can hear you guys and how amazing you are.
Thanks.
So did you have a favorite question the other night?
This is Carrie. I think it was the one that was asking about, like, the can positive stereotypes become negative? Because that made me think a lot. Because I even had to, like, kind of look it up. Because I was like, well, can they be or can they not be? And I think that was one of my favorites because what I said, I replied with, like, it can cause intimidation, but it also becomes a moment of pride that can't be put aside. And with Delta City, we have a lot of pride, and with all the schools around us, we all have a lot of pride. And sometimes we butt heads with each other because we have so much pride and we just can't, like, be able to put that aside and actually accept, like, oh, a school is doing good or we're doing good or some, like, sometimes it just gets hard and we butt heads with some schools. And so that was one of my favorites because it's kind of a hard question, but it had a good answer to it.
Yeah, how about you, Kobe?
One of my favorite questions would be kind of just, like, define stereotypes because everyone had a different answer. My answer was something said about someone or something of a group of people that may or may not represent what is spoken about. And kind of just attached to another tweet that I said, with our stereotype and maybe personal stereotypes, you know, those are some things that may or may not be true about a person or about a group. So that was one of my favorites.
I think, for some reason, I think the last time that Ms. Cooper had done a chat, she played the podcast episode for some of you guys. Will you guys listen to this one again?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Kobe. And, yeah, she played it during class. It was pretty cool to just hear about the things you guys said about our school and, because, you know, you read the chat as the tweets come up, but you don't know, like, how people react to what is being said. So it was pretty cool to hear, like, some of you guys' reactions and some of the other people's reactions to what we said. And I've also listened to another chat. I don't remember what the lady's name was, but it was about, it was more of a personal chat, I believe. And it was more about, I want to say, ambition and things like that. And I think I was the one that kind of put in my input on those questions.
Oh.
Yeah, but I put my input on that chat. And then you guys did mention me in that podcast, but the man thought I was a boy.
Oh, no. Well, I will let him know. We are recording today, and I will let him. I'll set the record straight for him.
Okay. It was fine. I was really happy to be mentioned and everything, but then I was just like, oh. But it was fine. I really did appreciate it, though.
Well, we'll set the record straight. You did a phenomenal job. These questions were pretty hard-hitting and very thoughtful. And I just think that if anybody has any other stereotypes besides amazingness about this group of students or this school, then they really just need to see what kind of work you guys put into this chat.
This is Carrie, and we put in a lot of work to just the chat itself, because the chat is like gives you a voice, and it's what we all like to, like, we all take turns in like making our voice heard, and then like there has such a good impact too. But it's like it gives you a voice to show your opinion about school or about what you think about teachers or what you think about students, because I never seen anything like this chat, and this chat, like, just even doing this chat, me and Kobe are getting an interview about the chat and, like, the way that we have so much of an impact on other students or other teachers. It's just cool. And the chat allows you to have that. So it's just awesome.
You definitely do. I really appreciate the student voice here. I went to an ed camp in Broken Arrow, okay, a couple of years ago. And they had a student panel. And I thought I had this amazing idea of having a thumbs up or a little bird to be put on a bulletin board in the classroom with, like, what's the takeaway? So it's like an exit ticket, but it was using the Facebook thumbs up or the, you know, Twitter bird. So I thought it was going to, like, connect with students. And the students said, no, that's just one more thing for us to do. No, thank you. We don't want any part of it. And I thought, wow. Having students to run something, you know, run it by them before I implement it would be awesome. And so I love that you guys are participating in these chats and giving teachers every week just a little bit of a student perspective. And I really do think it will put some teachers in check and maybe help us decide what works and what doesn't.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right.
Yeah, it's just pretty fun to be involved, like, all together.
Well, good. I look forward to many more chats with you ladies.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Oh.
A great place we used to talk about.
Now I have to add welcome back Cotter music to the show again.
Welcome back to Okla Said, the official Okla Ed podcast. It was great seeing you IRL last week, Scott.
Indeedly do. That was a blast.
But we are back in our individual spaces in, I'm in Sepulpa. Where are you?
Currently Chickasha.
Chickasha. Yeah. And so, yeah, we're back in our own recording spaces doing the Okla Ed podcast again, and this time we were talking about stereotypes in schools.
We were talking about stereotypes in schools, and you know what I really liked about this podcast, Aaron? You'll never guess. Go ahead, try.
That the nope. Del City nope. student. Okay.
Yes, what? That was it. You totally guessed it.
I feel like I know you now a little bit.
Yeah. It was amazing.
No, it was that the Del City students are awesome and can really put on a good chat.
Yeah, they had some. Hey, they talked about, again, potentially some difficult things to talk about because stereotypes can hurt.
They can hurt. It was kind of
insane to see how many people were labeled as ghetto.
Yeah.
Did you think that?
Pretty much, if you weren't in pretty much Oklahoma City metro area, except Edmond.
Okay.
Right?
Is that right? I don't know.
I think that's my perception. Like several school districts refer to themselves that the stereotype of their district is the hood or the ghetto or whatever.
I did not know that most of Oklahoma City was considered that way.
I'm
on the Tulsa side of things.
Yeah, you're the ghetto up there, right?
Am I?
I don't know. That's the stereotype, Sepulpa, right? That's what we're talking
about. Sepulpa would be, I think, I don't know that they're ghetto, but gosh, hold please. Okay. Hey, Trev, what was Sepulpa's stereotype when you were in high school? Like, what kind of students did people assume you were if you went to Sepulpa? A bunch of poor Indians.
Poor Indians, there you go. So, I mean, you got stereotypes just left, right, and center. I mean, because Edmond isn't necessarily the rich place, and Del City isn't necessarily the poor place, and Bridge Creek isn't necessarily the rednecks. I mean, you know, or whatever. Insert, what'd you just send out? My phone just vibrated.
just the picture.
our good friend Travis Baker was like, and then we got to be careful with ghetto because that has all kinds of terrible racial connotations, negative connotations.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I think what I enjoyed about this chat was the fact that there was a lot of love for the schools that everybody was in.
No, and we're going to get there in a little bit too, mm-hmm. with going through these answers. But I was very pleased with some of the answers later in the chat.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I just think stereotypes in general, we just have to be careful because those aren't necessarily all they crack up to be on initial first glances.
Yeah.
Or ever.
Yes. No, I totally agree there. Question one, define stereotypes. Did you have one that stood out to you, or did you say anything that may not have been said here?
I think mine was along the lines of it's what other people think you are in general.
Yeah.
Sort of situation.
So Kenna the Don, and I love this, this Twitter handle, is at maliciously dope. That's pretty fun.
Yeah. Oh, you forgot. It's Kenna the Don, princess emoji, star emoji, sun emoji.
Sun emoji.
Yeah.
Yes. This is a Del City student, and we've got assuming something about someone based off appearance without fully knowing.
Yeah.
And I think that is a great, you know, definition of stereotype.
Indeed. You know, I thought some of our students had great insight into this.
Did you pick a student here?
I try to pick students every chance I could on this one because I just think their voices are so great. And I would love it. I would love it, you cool kids, if you could bring your friends next week and the week after and participate. Because you, yes, you, have important things to share with us teachers. Okay.
Agreed.
I went with Asimo, rock... hand, rock, symbol, smiley face emojis. she is at As Maria. A judgment which creates a title implied from your past involvement by peers and or your friend group.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. And I'm going to apologize right off the bat. Since some of these cool folks I am not familiar with, I could... wrongly identify gender or mispronounce your name, and I apologize for that, Kobe. I got you, girl, I got you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So question two. Now this was a two-parter. Sometimes I like two-parters, and sometimes I'm like, hey, let's just call it two questions, folks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Yeah. Because I just said it to you. Question two. If your school or district has a stereotype attached to it, tell it and why. And the second part was, does this stereotype truly represent your school or district? So those are our two parts.
Right. Well, I picked two different tweets, two different people. Mm-hmm. I really liked what Kim Tinsley said. She is at learn_inspired. She says, in my district, my school is considered the best school and favorite because of the extra work for they must do for Oakland Ed. Mm-hmm. Which is amazing. But I picked this because it was like a beacon out there in a world of negativity. So many people knew that their schools mm-hmm. were not considered the good schools. And right. So I picked this one for being a beacon.
Because she said, our school's the bomb.
Yeah, everybody thinks we like, you know, everybody likes our school. Everybody knows our school is the best. And I think that that's excellent. But I went with Kenny Ward on the second part here, and he says, no, we define our future every day with little concern of how some judge.
Man, deep thoughts from Kenneth Ward. Those are two good ones. And this question comes up later too. And is it good to have a stereotype that's so darn positive?
You know, we'll see.
We will. I went with Destiny, who is at Destiny Heart. Emoji, and that's how I could tell I had the students, all the emojis. And she is at Destiny, and she said she said being ratchet or ghetto and loud, known to always be in trouble and not have anything good. That's
okay. And I stopped them because I saw so many of the students saying that, and I let them know, as you heard in the in the little interview with them, I said, I have only ever visited your school or known of your school through Rick Cobb and Oakland Ed. Mm-hmm. I said, the only experience I have with your school is it's amazing. Your students are amazing. Mm-hmm. Because that's all I know is Christy Cooper's kids and Rick Cobb and, right. you know, being in Del City for the
Ed camp. Right.
It was amazing. I have nothing bad to say about
right. Isn't it crazy how stereotypes, man, they run wild and create a truth that is not true.
Indeed.
So yeah, it's crazy. So here's Destiny in part one saying, this is our stereotype, ratchet, ghetto, we're loud. And then question two, I went with Jaya, who and Jaya is at It's Jaya. And Jaya said, no, I think if you really get involved, you'll see what it's really like instead of looking in from the outside. And isn't that true? Don't you need to get your toes dirty in the soil a little bit before you can go, okay, this place, I can't handle it.
Or else you're just feeding, right, you know, right. an assumption.
Yeah, you know, if I look towards Del City out of the corner of my eye and cast a judgment, I mean, how is that fair to anybody? Including me.
Right. With it being so close to Tinker, I could imagine that there would be...
lots of airplanes?
Lots of mobility mm-hmm. with, you know, because you think of, you know, the military moving so often.
Right.
So maybe high mobility, but I don't even know if that's true.
I don't either, because I think the military that serve there live in various parts of the metro area.
Well, question three. How do stereotypes affect the atmosphere of your school or district? I'll tell you what. With my school and district, I know it's got a negative connotation.
You're a charter school.
Poop. We're a charter, or we're a virtual, and people like to harass or don't know anything about that.
Kids only learn from the computer and all that.
Exactly. But as far as I can tell, we're one of the most unique schools I've ever seen or heard of. Mm-hmm. And people, it takes too long to explain everything, you know, and by the time you get it all out, people have already made their judgments.
Right.
And so
because you already have quote unquote two strikes against you with virtual and charter.
So our teachers, I think, try to rise above as much as possible. And I hope that comes across, you know, to all the students, to all the parents, and to all the haters. That being said, I picked Terry Saul. This is at Saul02_Terry. Terry said, our culture is great. Just think it may keep some kids from crossing hidden lines into other activities. And mm-hmm. I'd really like to know what Terry means by this. I tried to do a little digging, didn't see a whole lot, but I kind of want to know what stereotypes keep them from moving across into activities and what activities he's talking about here.
I bet it could be something along the lines of the cool kids do this, the nerd kids do that, the jock kids do this, the farm kids do that, the quote-unquote goth kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's all these little individual lines just running through everything, and you don't want to accidentally associate with the wrong group because the stereotypes over there...
Yeah.
That's what I think when I see it.
Gotcha.
I went with Aaron Baker, who is at Baker Left, and he said, when it becomes internalized, the haters of one and the stereotype becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Tragic.
Bam. I almost went with that one, but you had already picked it.
I certainly had, and when I saw it, I was like, Shazam, that is on point.
No, that was really good.
How do you view your school or district if it is not the same as the stereotype? Now, I haven't been at my school long enough to figure out what any of these stereotypes are. So I'm not quite sure how USAO fits into a stereotype, other than the fact that we have all kinds of kids here, like all kinds. But so how do you view your school or district? I kind of like it. Like, this is a neat place. The faculty are cool. Like, it's that whole, you know, walk 25 feet in somebody's shoes.
See what kind of hill they're climbing, you know.
Just, hey, get out and walk through. And so I went with Melinda Parks on this, and she is at McCap Sparks. She said, my school is more diverse socially, ethnically, economically than people think, which makes teaching world history even more fun.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, so there you go.
I went with Phoenix Rising on this one, and he said, a gym laden with underdogs who will change the world. Mm-hmm. Get on board or get out of the way.
Yep, I like
that. And I really liked that one.
That's a good one. I think Melinda is in Moore, and I believe Phoenix Rising is in Middell. So
okay.
That would be the there two areas of the world that that we're talking about. And I would say, too, you know, if I even look back at Memorial, I don't even know, you know, I was there almost 10 years, but I don't know that we were necessarily stereotypical in any specific way, other than we were Edmond, and because we're Edmond, we're better than you, because that's how we are up there.
Yeah, okay.
But we had our stereotypes of the other two schools.
Question 5. Have you ever let a student or colleague affect how you view a student? Yes.
Yeah,
me
too. Yeah, I think every teacher was one of these hang your head, raise your hand.
Yeah, it was situations. Me. I think if somebody said no, never, I think it would be a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, even your first year, even the first kid that, you know, that, all right, let me tell you about this kid.
You got John.
Okay, yeah, tell me, what is it? You know, I think everybody's fallen into that trap. Even if it's not at school, maybe it's at church,
it's,
you know, somewhere.
I know that for me personally, I think I walked into that one maybe 2 or 3 times, not very often, because almost every time it was not the case that it was not the situation that I had.
Well, and so that was one of the things I would tell my teachers as I was, you know, training them here. I've seen a student go from one teacher and the teacher would say they're defiant. They don't return my telephone calls. They won't log in and do work, you know, whatever.
Right.
Switch that student to a different teacher, same school year, and then be straight A kids.
Right.
You know, it may be that they don't like your face and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we got to find, and I wish, I don't know how much of it happens outside of my school, because all I really know is my school. But if a student is not getting along with a teacher, how much swapping teachers happens in the traditional brick and mortar? Do you know?
Not a lot, because the schedules are so tight. There's just no way to
no room.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's been my experience that it is, you know, if every kid that walked in was like, I don't jive with Mrs. Doe, it's not something that happens just a whole lot.
Okay.
You know,
well, I went with Sophia Smart here, and she is at Smart_Science.
Mm-hmm.
She said, yes, it's hard to ignore the watch out for this kid when a former teacher, you know, but when students, especially in middle school, change so much each year, you know, she tries to ignore it, but sometimes, you know, oh boy, you got to watch out for this kid. Let me tell you what this kid did.
You get sucked into that whole, you know, hanging out in the teacher's lounge talk situation.
Yes. Yeah. I was never a teacher's lounge favorite.
I only hung out when the right people were in there.
Oh, yeah. Were you being a little exclusive?
If it was a ginormous grump fest, I did not linger too
long. That was me too.
Like, now, I had days, I will admit, were days when I would sit down and jump right in that train. But for the most part, I tried to avoid grumpy.
Yeah. Well, it just takes it into the next class, and it takes it in, you know, grumpy likes, misery loves company.
Yeah, you got that right.
So
anyway,
steer clear.
I went with Angelica Sunflower here. She's Angelica with a sunflower emoji. She is at Angelica True 18. Not going to lie, I have, although talking and meeting the person definitely changed my view of them. And I believe Angelica is one of our students.
Okay. So. You know, it really does help meeting that person and making your own judgments.
Yeah. Hello. Big time. Question 6, do things you hear about students from other teachers or students affect how you see a student and in what way?
Oh boy. I went with Kelly Jo Myers on this one, okay. Who is not a student, but I appreciate, she said, I put more time into the student who other teachers don't like. I make connections and I forge respect.
Right.
You know, and if you already know that deck is stacked against them, what a great way to just go in and be that hero.
Yeah. I mean,
appreciate that.
And I think Kenny Ward had a tweet around here somewhere where he loves those kids.
Yeah.
Like, quote unquote, those kids.
Right. The hard to handle or the extra grace required.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, my patience is like I'm building character as I work with you.
Yeah.
I liked what K heart emoji had to say, and it's just the letter K and the heart emoji. She is at, I believe it's a she, at @merit_6, MARIT. She said, yes, because if I hear they are a student that tends to be in a lot of trouble, I'll try and stay away.
Oh, okay. Well, and so that, I guess, from a student's perspective can help. I mean, if you hear that a kid's into a lot of trouble, I mean, maybe try to find out why.
Yeah.
But if you know you're prone to get into trouble yourself,
right,
like I was, you know, I do not need to find more trouble because I've got, you know, enough of it going on myself as a kid.
You tried to find trouble, Aaron?
I tried not to find trouble. Trouble loved me, though. So,
always nipping at your heels.
Yes. Yes. So, I get what Kay Hart is saying here. You know, you don't want to get into trouble, then don't, you know. I heard somebody say once, if you don't want to fall into the Grand Canyon, don't go to Arizona.
Right.
I don't think we need to go that far, because I think you can look at the Grand Canyon and not fall in. But but I get what Kay Hart is saying here.
Yeah, I mean, you want to, the whole guilt by association sometimes, you know, if you run in a crowd that does things they shouldn't be doing, even if you're a good kid, sometimes you can get lumped in with, you know, as an active participant in that situation.
Yeah, indeed. Yes. So. Well, question 7, can positive stereotypes have an impact, and how? Boy, I didn't know how to answer this one, but I went with my gut saying that I do think that they can hurt some. If somebody has expectations of you, you kind of want to live up to them.
Right.
And sometimes that can run you ragged. And so I went with Kay Hart here again. Yes, those expectations you have of someone could start to get to them.
Right.
And it just, if you're trying to live up to somebody else's expectations always, it's just going to run you ragged.
Yeah, and I think the same thing. I think this is one of those things where stereotypes can work out both ways, where if you have that stereotype of we're the amazeballs place, and we always have been and we always will be, that can be a lot of pressure to make sure that you're living up to that and continuing to exude that. No matter how much effort you're putting into it, it's almost never enough, and you're just burning yourself up on the inside.
Well, because you got to go bigger and better,
right? Every time. Otherwise, you're going to lose your amazeball status. And so,
yeah,
for sure. And then definitely on a negative side too, where we're the ghetto and we're ratchet and loud, you know, because then that plays into brains.
Yeah.
Kiara, who is at McFadden Kiara 78 said, they can make people think they are better or can give someone a view that they actually don't want to be known as.
Mm.
So
yeah. There you go. And I wonder if Kiara's speaking of from experience or what here, because that little insight can give someone a view that they actually don't want to be known as.
Right.
I saw somebody else post good equals goody goody and smart equals nerd. And so mm-hmm. maybe if you're mm-hmm. seen as one of these things, you know, it can have a negative impact as well.
Yeah. I mean, stereotypes are bad for the most part. I don't know. Tough questions, man. These kids come up with good questions.
I know.
Hey, how can you questionate? How can you as an educator stop amplifying stereotypes within your classroom, school, or district?
Ooh, that is hard. I know on a personal level, as a teacher, I have not called teachers back until after I've spoken with students or parents so that I could get my own opinion first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go and hear from that teacher. It's just, you know, I don't want to perpetuate something or, you know, have this, like Aaron Baker was saying a minute ago with the self-fulfilling prophecy, you know, if this person already thinks they are the bad kid in my class.
Right.
And now I'm going to go into it thinking you're the bad kid in my class, then I may have a bad kid in my class,
right.
You know? And if I can start on the right foot, start from scratch, and not hear what others have to say and just speak to this person as if this is the first time I've ever met you, you know,
right.
That helps a lot. That yeah. helps a lot.
Indeed.
Because I think you could ask leading questions if you already know somebody's type. Or, you know, so to speak, type.
For sure.
You can ask leading questions to find out if it's real. And then that person's going to say, well, of course, she has already heard I'm the bad kid or, you know, I'm the smart one or whatever.
Yeah, I think there's a slippery slope there. And I think, too, some things that can happen with educators is we just make offhanded references to wherever it is that we are and how we do and what we say in the backhanded compliment or... like the conversation we had earlier in the year with Andre about the subtle racism.
Yeah.
You know, where sometimes you're just unintentionally doing something that continues to turn the screws on that particular stereotype.
Well, and here implicit biases are going to come into play too, especially ratchet, loud, we've already heard.
Right.
Smarty pants, you know, goody-goody. If I assume, I don't know, if I assume anything about you, then I'm cutting out getting to know you.
Yeah, indeed. I really liked with what Kitha Kid had to say. Kitha Kid, New Moon Emoji, who is at Kaya Cake McFreshy. So I'm going to
love it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a student. not an educator, but maybe by switching old teaching styles, you wouldn't be known as that one teacher or having that one class. Hello, boom.
I really liked what Phoenix Rising had to say again. Be the change that you seek in others. Start a conversation. Lead by example. Find something unique to compliment each person. To compliment each person on. You know, that right there, Scott, that shirt really brings out your eyes today.
Thanks. You know, I put on this pink shirt because I knew we would probably be Skyping.
And pink is good for Skype?
Yeah. It's all one right. of the it's one of the core colors by Skype as deemed by Microsoft. Didn't you read their white paper?
Oh my goodness. You are that teacher right now.
What? How can
I'm just kidding. Okay,
me too. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, Scott, what's something you've learned about yourself or, you know, something you've learned with this discussion?
Gosh, I learned to always be on the lookout. I think this kind of ties in with some of the conversations we've had over the summer where I just need to be careful what I'm saying.
Right.
And trying to imagine somebody that doesn't have my experiences, that doesn't have my thinking, that doesn't have my my type of culture, how it could be interpreted and understood.
I like that. I went with John Bennett, who just is thoughtful in his considerations.
I think he considers strongly.
He says stereotypes must be challenged, and I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I mean, that says it all. You know, you're the loud one. Let's have a conversation. Let's tone it down. Let's see if we can't find you speak. Travis says, Scott.
Okay.
That we could have played a drinking game with our Indeeds the other day.
Oh,
I had never noticed myself being an Indeeder until I hung out with you. You brought out the Indeeds in me.
Indeed,
and so
I
all
did.
I'm saying is, you know, if we take a kiddo who may have had a stereotype.
Yeah.
And we just have it may change totally, you know. They may start saying Indeed all the time.
I mean, you never know.
I thought you were about to say Indeed.
Indeed, Aaron. These are my thoughts on that question.
Tell me.
No, it just comes back to that whole conversation with anybody. Like, ask them how they are and then listen without speaking.
Speaking.
I'm telling you, you can learn the craziest things. I would talk with kids all the time. I would just ask them all kinds of questions, and they would share with me what they wanted, and they wouldn't share what they wanted. And then I would, you know, I'd be talking with my mom one day about whatever, this is what's going on in this. And she's like, how do these kids tell you these things? I go, I just ask them. You just ask. I really liked what Kina the Dawn, Princess Star Sun Emoji, who let us off today, who at Maliciously Dope said, I do not and will not fall under a stereotype of my race, religion, or school. I have my own individuality, and so do others. Boom sauce, double stampsies, put it to print, ship it out.
Bang. I think this was a great tweet. I think you liked this one.
I did. I liked that one a lot. And Kimber Blodgett had said in here somewhere, too, that, you know, that she goes, I fight like the devil, or I spend time fighting against my stereotypes, or something along those lines. Like, I work hard to make sure those stereotypes aren't me. You know, like almost like they're negative.
Yeah.
And they're containing.
Who thinks negatively.
Yeah, and they're other people's views of me, and I'm not going to let those views.
I love the Twitters so much in that. I really do think Oakland Ed does such a great job at boosting each other up and helping each other out. It shocks me a little bit that Kim Blodgett thinks that she is a type or a stereotyped person, unless she's talking about females.
I can't speak for Kim.
Okay.
But I would anticipate her experiences lead her to feel like certain stereotypes have been placed on her based on how that tweet was put out there. I don't necessarily.
No, I get that she says that. Okay.
So.
Well, what was your favorite question, Scott?
I really liked how can you, as an educator, stop amplifying stereotypes within your classroom, school, or district? Because I think sometimes we do it without even thinking.
Yeah, that was a great one, and I almost went with that, but we've picked the same question the last, like, two or three weeks. So I went with another great one. Do the things you hear about students from other teachers or students affect how you see that student and in what way? Mm-hmm. That, I mean, I think we just have to keep in mind all the information coming to us and make sure not all of that information is what's forming our opinion. We've got to be able to make our own decisions.
Right. I mean, we got to have our own experiences.
So my boom sauce tweet of the night comes from a student. I think yours does too here. Irresistibly clever, our friend at Kobe, who we heard in the interview, she said, I have learned that we all have similar issues, but we have great people in our school, and I'd like to insert and in our life and under the Oakland Ed hashtag here.
Okay, all right.
That can help us get rid of them.
Yeah.
And I would challenge each of you students, if you are ever feeling down, if you are ever feeling like you need to, I don't know. I feel like if you tweeted out under the hashtag, you would get real feedback from a group that loves to lift each other up. That's all.
I think
sorry.
You know, there are students, and Okla Ed is all about education in Oklahoma, and mm-hmm. I think there's absolutely no reason why a kiddo can't share something real there.
And I would challenge you to stop saying kiddo, and I've said it several times too. I bet students. They don't want to be thought of as kiddos. Because some of them are probably 16, 17, 18. Exactly. I think these students bring a lot to the chat. They bring, you know, a flavor and challenging thoughts to this group. And I would love to see you guys keep coming back for more.
I would too. Even on nights when students aren't hosting.
Exactly.
I think there's quality things out there that can be contributed from our middle school and high school kids and our college kids as we talk about education.
Well, and just like I told them in that interview, you know, we think we've got good ideas sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we need a student to tell us that that's maybe not as good of an idea as we thought
Aaron,
it was.
Aaron,
yes,
that
yes.
idea is terrible.
I thank you. I do appreciate that. And now I'm going to go.
That no. idea is also terrible.
And you're mean. I'm just kidding. We don't like each other. We tear each other down under this hashtag. I'm just teasing here.
I am too. I think you've got the nail on the head with all of that.
Good. Well, what do we have going on next week?
Hey, oh,
wait,
I didn't get to share
my
boom sauce.
I'm so sorry.
My boom sauce tweet came from Charisse heart emoji with arrow through.
Okay.
And her hashtag is Charisse.
C.
I don't know.
Charisse.
And she said that, honestly, I'm one of the ones that believes the stereotypes and causes them to be one. I learned that I need to work on myself.
Bam. Ooh. Bam, bam, bam.
The growth bear. That's amazing.
Love it.
Thank you very much for being open and honest there, Charisse.
Yeah,
thank
indeed.
You.
And you know what? Thank you, Del City Stuco, for hosting our chat.
Yeah.
And I believe those are Chris Cooper's kids, right?
Yes, they are.
So thank you, Chris, for supporting them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now, who do we have next week?
Kimberly Blodgett. Now,
and do you know what we're going to be talking about?
The story behind the behaviors, which I think was, we didn't get to promo our Del City kids because the graphic was misleading.
Well, and
maybe?
I thought it was Kim.
I
yeah,
did too.
No, I thought it was Kim last time. So
not
we,
complaining. I love the chat. I'm just saying.
No, I do too.
When we talk about next week, sometimes our information is shifty.
Shifty.
Yeah. But Kimberly.
Well, the story behind the behaviors.
Yeah, she's next week, and she put a hashtag in there. I don't know if it's Alabama. Is it Alabama Ed Chat? Is it AI or AL Ed Chat? I'm not sure.
It looks like AI.
Yeah, I think it's AI. So I don't know. I don't know what that.
Artificial intelligence.
Oh wow! Are we talking about robots? I don't think so. I hope that Kimberly does a phone interview with you this time. She politely declined last time.
I know. She was worried. I think she doesn't like the sound of her voice or how she may come across. But I'm really going to push hard. It's AL.
Oh, it's AL.
Going farther down into that hashtag, I'm seeing AL over and over. So I'm interested. I am extremely interested. I see a lot of tweets about innovation here.
Mm, okay.
I know. Empathy, attitude. So, yeah, let's see what she... Yep.
Kimberly, please, please, please do a phone interview with Aaron. Please. Okay, I'm done begging. That's it. I was on my knees begging.
The chat will take place at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Every single Sunday.
Every single Sunday.
No matter what. Except that one time when it was on Christmas. But we had a slow chat the whole week ahead of it. So it takes place every week.
Exactly. All right. So can I ask a question of the audience here?
Oh, yeah. Please do.
Okay. I think June Kim had great feedback. I think Travis Barnes had some great feedback.
Okay.
Do you, audience, think there is a different direction that Oklaced can be taking?
Ooh.
Would you like to see us pick fewer questions and just get deeper into those questions? Do you like the format as it is? Would you like me to stop saying indeed so much?
Indeed.
Let us know. Tweet to us. Leave comments on the feedback page. And let us know what you think here.
Yeah. Please do. We want the podcast to be beneficial to all. And we think that the Oklaed conversation is vibrant and should be shared outside of Twitter in whatever way we can do that. So that's the purpose of Oklaced. But we want it to be an excellent way to do that. And if we can make this better, we would love your feedback.
Yep.
Yep, indeed. And if you enjoy what we're doing, share it with somebody else so that they can listen to it also.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
All right.
All right, educators, go out and dominate the world.
I'm just a pretty awesome person.
Wow.
Check out that cookie.
IRL.
No. You know, when you have a situation.
Yeah, you do. Thank you.
Bye.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.